Wouldn't it be nice to have several thought leaders in your industry know and love your brand? Start a podcast. Invite your industry's thought leaders to be guests on your show and start reaping the benefits of having a network full of industry influencers. Learn more at sweetfishmedia.com.
You're listening to B2B Growth, a daily podcast for B2B leaders. We've interviewed names you've probably heard before, like Gary Vaynerchuk and Simon Sinek, but you've probably never heard from the majority of our guests. That's because the bulk of our interviews aren't with professional speakers and authors. Most of our guests are in the trenches leading sales and marketing teams. They're implementing strategy. They're experimenting with tactics. They're building the fastest growing B2B companies in the world. My name is James Carberry. I'm the founder of Sweetfish Media, a podcast agency for B2B brands, and I'm also one of the co-hosts of this show. When we're not interviewing sales and marketing leaders, you'll hear stories from behind the scenes of our own business. We'll share the ups and downs of our journey as we attempt to take over the world. Just kidding. Well, maybe. Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody. Before we get rolling, we wanted to tell you about another podcast you should probably check out. The Sales Experience Podcast, hosted by our friend, Jason Cutter. On the Sales Experience Podcast, Jason shares tips and lessons to help you create a sales experience that will turn more prospects into customers. Whether you're new to sales, a veteran, or lead a sales team, if your goal is to impact the lives of your customers, then this podcast is likely for you. Our favorite episode is number 97, Professionals Don't Ask for the Sale. Now, let's get into the show.
Welcome back to B2B Growth. I'm Logan Lyles with Sweetfish Media. Today, I'm joined by Ben Baker. He is the president of Your Brand Marketing and author of Powerful Personal Brands. Ben, welcome to the show. How's it going today, man?
Logan, it is great being on the show today. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I connected on LinkedIn a few weeks back, and I could just tell that we are of the same mind in a lot of things, especially after just chatting with you a little bit offline. Before we jump into today's topic about building a personal brand and doing it very systematically, I think some people have kind of this fuzzy notion about it, but we're going to give them some practical how-tos, which obviously you have a great deal to say on. Before we jump into that, give us a little bit of your background and tell us a little bit about what you and your team are up to and the book as well, Ben.
Yeah, I've been in communications for about 25 years. I've been in sales for well over 30. You know, I came to the realization about 20, 25 years ago that telling an effective story, being able to communicate value, being able to get people to know, like, and trust me was the only way to be able to, you know, make friends and influence people, to, you know, to take a phrase right out of a book. And what I've realized is that, you know, we all need to have people understand who we are, what we do, and why we do it. You know, and by doing that, by getting people to understand that, all of a sudden they'll trust us. Because once we can build a rapport, once we can build that level of trust, once we can get that, you know, that symbiotic relationship, it's amazing the things that go on. So over the last 25 years, I've done direct mail, I've done promotional marketing, I've done trade show consulting, I've done branding and brand strategy for customers. And what I've always realized is the challenge is we spend so much time focused outside of a company, where the problem is most of our employees don't understand what our brand's all about. They don't understand our value. They don't understand why they should care about the company they work for, why, how they matter to that company, what their individual efforts do to be able to get the company moving from A to B to C to D to E. And that's where we've spent the last 5 or 10 years. We've spent it on engagement, retention, and growth. We build leadership teams, we build sales teams, we build operations management teams to be able to get people to understand, you know, why they should do what they do. And that's a key thing, because when people are engaged, they tend to work harder. They tend to be better advocates for the brand. They provide better customer experience. And customers, on the other hand, become more loyal. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Prices go up, you know, because you're not all of a sudden a commodity. You're brand worth loving.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, just so many things there that are synonymous with the things we're talking about. James and I, fresh off of our annual Sweetfish Leadership Team Retreat, spoke on our Behind the Curtain series here recently about how we crafted our mission and vision statement and how we renamed them, how we put some thought into that. And part of it was, you know, what you just said, there have been a lot of teams don't really understand the brand, the vision and the direction of the brand that they work for. Let's transition a little bit to personal brands, because we're going to be talking about, you know, how to do that effectively. What were some of the things that you saw missing out there in this conversation that led you to write the book, Powerful Personal Brands?
Well, the impetus to write the brand book was quite interesting. I do a lot of work with the universities. I do a lot of work with their sales and marketing schools, I guess the business schools. And we run the third year and fourth year students through networking drills, interview skills, personal branding skills, and all that kind of stuff. And what we realize is that these kids are really smart. And they are, you know, they are kids. They're young enough to be my kids. I just turned 50. They're really smart. They're passionate. They're, you know, they want to do well, but they have no idea how to articulate their own value to others. They just don't, you know, it's whether it's life experience, whether the fact the schools just don't teach these sort of things, you know, they don't have the experience to do it. They're not surrounded by people that teach them how to do it, whatever. They don't know how to articulate their own value and why other people should care about them. And I went looking for a book to help people, because I'm sitting there going, you have a whole generation of people, you know, the Gen Zs and the millennials that are sitting there going, okay, how do I help them articulate their value statement better? Couldn't find it. So I wrote it. And what this book is really designed to do is help you understand who you are, what you do, why you do it, and why other people should care. It's about understanding, codifying, communicating your value to others. So it's a workbook. It really, truly is. It's about 200 pages. It's full of stories from my life. It's, you know, lessons that I've learned. And at the end of most chapters, I pose a question and I leave two or three pages of blank lines. And I'll sit there and say, so what do you think about this? So it's things like, what are you passionate about and why are you passionate about it? Who are the three people that influenced you growing up? And what were the lessons you learned from them? You know, it's things like that. It's getting people to understand what makes them who they are, because we are all a culmination of the experiences that we've had to that date, the people that we've engaged with and the lessons that we've learned. But not a lot of people actually take the time to figure that out. And if they do figure it out and they're more comfortable with their own sense of self, they're able to communicate and be more effective in communicating with others, whether it's leaders or salespeople or whoever. You know, we all are, once we understand ourselves better, we're far better able to show our value to other people and have them know, like, and trust us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ben, I know that there were at least four different aspects of building a personal brand that you wanted to touch on today to give people some tactical things that they can do to make this more concrete and a little bit less fuzzy. And you touched on the first one there, understanding yourself. And the way that I hear you say it kind of reminds me of a story that I tell sometimes early on in my career. I was a college graduate in 2008. Great time to hit the job market, right?
And yeah, that's when I started a company, so why not?
and doubly there, graduate with a journalism degree when the journalism industry was going through so much contraction and convergence and disruption, to throw three big buzzwords out there. But really, all three were absolutely true. And I remember applying for my first sales job and selling my way into it, saying, hey, I was trained as a journalist. I'm used to going up to strangers, starting a conversation. Sometimes people don't want to talk to journalists, just like they don't want to talk to salespeople. Maybe I could do this. And that was just a connection that I made. And to your point, trying to communicate the value of my experience and how that could translate to somewhere else. Is that the sort of thing that you're talking about, Ben?
Yeah. I mean, and that's a really key point, is to sit there and say, what are my skills? What are the things that I do well? For you, it's not being afraid to go out there and talk to other people and a whole variety of other people, because a lot of people want to sit behind their computer all day long and, you know, and type into social media, and they think that they're communicating, you know, and, you know, it's the hi, how are you's, the pithy stuff, the very, you know, as I said, it's very surface conversation. But, you know, the people that can actually get in front of somebody else, pick up a phone, stand in front of somebody else, actually have a conversation, relate to the other person, and be curious about the other person, the better off they are. Because, you know, whether it's sales, whether it's leadership, whether it's anything out there, the more you can be curious about other people and sit there and say, get up every morning and say, okay, how can I make somebody else's lives better?
Hey everybody, Logan with Sweetfish here. You probably already know that we think you should start a podcast if you haven't already. But what if you have and you're asking these kinds of questions? How much has our podcast impacted revenue this year? How's our sales team actually leveraging the podcast content? If you can't answer these questions, you're actually not alone. This is why Casted created the very first content marketing platform made specifically for B2B podcasting. Now you can more easily search and share your audio content while getting greater visibility into the impact of your podcast. The marketing teams at Drift, Terminus, and here at Sweetfish have started using Casted to get more value out of our podcasts, and you probably can too. You can check out the product in action at casted.us/growth. That's casted.us/growth. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah. I love the way you made that transition there, Ben, because, you know, of the kind of the four things that you wanted to share, we talk about understanding yourself, right? So that you can see what are your unique skills or experience that could translate to a new experience or just add value in the same way and communicating that. But then the next step is, you know, there's kind of this, I think, misperception about building a personal brand that you have to be this extroverted, arrogant person to do it well. And, I've said a number of times in this podcast, I'm an introvert who 2 years into sales thought that maybe this isn't for me. And I found my way. But the difference is from kind of that arrogant view of personal brand is that it's not about just communicating about yourself, about pitching yourself and your services and your products. It's about connecting that to adding value and then creating content that connects those dots, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Most people, when they've never met you, when they've never, you know, they've never been around you, they don't know anything, you're the last person in the world they want to hear about, and especially if you're trying to pitch them. You know, it's that hard pitch. It's that, you know, here's my product, here's my service, it's features, benefits, close. You know, it's this wall that goes up amongst people. People don't want to be sold anymore. People want to build relationships. People want trust. People want, you know, to understand that there's something in between you and that you can help them solve a problem that they have. If you are not looking at them first and understanding them first, they're never going to want to buy what you have to say. And whether that's in a meeting at the office, whether it's leading a team, whether it's in sales, it doesn't matter. Because if you make it all about you all the time or your company all the time, people are just going to say, oh God, here comes another salesperson. Oh God, yeah, okay. You know, we already have a vendor that does that. It doesn't matter that you might be able to solve every problem that they have. Mm-hmm. But if all you're doing is pitching instead of listening and trying to understand, they're not going to care.
Yeah. Absolutely. It goes back to that that old truth that we all know. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And part of building your brand should be showing that care, showing it in practical ways, offering to make connections, those sorts of things, adding value with your content. So some of the things to recap so far, Ben, that you recommend to folks, because I know that you consult with folks and you do some training on personal brand for CEOs, for leaders, for salespeople specifically, understand yourself so that you can connect those dots and the value that you bring. Don't make it all about yourself, though, which seems a little bit counterintuitive, but not in the way that you've kind of mapped it out for us. The other thing that I know you recommend a lot is that to think about this idea that you have one brand, both mm-hmm. your company and your personal brand, across all channels, online and offline. So if you are trying to exude this type of personality on LinkedIn, but then people get together with you at this at an event or a conference or something like that, and there's this huge disconnect, then it's all going to be for naught, right?
Yeah, I call it being having authenticity in yourself or being authentically you. You know, you have to be authentically you. I'll never be Gary Vaynerchuk. I'll never be Sir Richard Branson. I'm never going to be Bill Gates. I'm going to be me. What I may do is I may take parts of their personality. I may take things that they do and I may incorporate them into my own psyche if they make sense, if they resonate with who I am, what I do, and why I do it, yeah. Then it makes sense to bring those parts of the personality, but you have to make it your own.
Yeah. Is there an example that you could maybe share with us, Ben, on where you've kind of seen someone building a brand and hey, I could kind of assimilate maybe either that mentality or that approach into the way that I do things, but still, you know, still being yourself?
Yeah. I mean, take Bill Gates for an example, especially the older Bill Gates. The older Bill Gates is very quiet and contemplative, but very forceful. He truly and absolutely is. You know, that is his personality. You know, he's made his billions, and now he wants to give it away. And his raison d'etre is to make the world a better place. And I love that about him. I truly love that about him. You know, I don't have the billions of dollars to give away, but I do love his philanthropic mentality. And I do love the fact that his attitude is, how can I help other people? How can I make other people's lives better? So what I do is I incorporate that into my personality, you know, and make that part of me. You know, I can't do things at the level that he can. I can't write the checks that he can. I don't, you know, I don't get invited to Davos. I don't get, you know, all those wonderful perks that comes with being Bill Gates. But what I can do is I can be the best Ben I can be at my level. You know, and I can write the checks that I can write at my level and be able to give back to, you know, my community, to my neighborhood, to, you know, to causes that I care about, to be able to make other people's lives better. And that's what I try to build into my personality, you know, but I'm not trying to be Bill Gates.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great example that really brings it home, Ben. So we've talked about understanding yourself, communicating that value, making it more about giving and the other person as you build relationships through everything that you're trying to do around building your personal brand, being authentic and being consistent across all channels and online and offline. The fourth thing I know that you talk about is helping people, especially, you know, young salespeople or young executives that are just starting to think about building their personal brand is that they need to have this mental shift that your brand is not your perception of yourself. It is what others perceive you to be, right?
Yeah. And that's important as, you know, Jeff Bezos from Amazon has a great quote. He says, you know, your brand is how people perceive you when you're not in the room. You know, I'm paraphrasing here. I don't remember the exact quote, but you know, it's how people perceive you when you're not in the room. You can influence your brand. You know, how you present yourself, how you talk, how you know, the things that you do, how you do it, you know, how you shake a hand, how you look somebody in the eye, the promises that you make and you keep it are all influencing your brand. There's no question about it. But if somebody doesn't like you for whatever reason, that's their perception of you and that's their perception of your brand. It may be wrong, but that's their perception. And you have to allow people to have their perceptions. And the question is, why? What have I done? What, you know, what are some things that I can do? And sometimes you can't fix it. There are billions of people out there, billions of people out there that will never get to know Ben Baker, that could care less about Ben Baker, don't even know who I am, don't even know that I ever will exist, and I will die without even being, you know, a blip on their radar. But that's okay. I can't influence everybody. I can't help everybody. I need to understand who are the people that I can help? Who are the people that I can influence? Who are the people that I can make their lives better? And those are the people that I talk to and those are the people that I communicate with and be around. So it's a matter of being comfortable of understanding that we all have our own tribe, to use the Seth Godin term. You know, we all have the people that are with, there are 1,000 people, you know, that, you know, if we all have 1,000 people in our life or 100 people in our lives, those people will turn around and tell your story to other people and the story will spread. Yeah. So we need to be able to embrace that and not be worried that not every single person loves us, because guess what? They won't. And that's okay.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Simon Sinek talks about it. When you lead with why, you are going to repel some people, but you are going to attract those who believe what you believe that much more readily. And, you know, it reminds me of what Dave Cairns recently just shared in a previous episode on the show about building your network as a sales professional, finding that tribe. And instead of just trying to go far and wide, finding that tribe that makes sense and going deep there in building those relationships. And I think the similar point here is, as you're building your personal brand, recognize that tribe, recognize what they need, recognize what content that they're searching for, figure out the problems that they are trying to solve. It's part of the reason we have this podcast, and we host so many B2B sales and marketing leaders so that we can hear from them in the trenches and have these conversations so that we can serve them better. Yeah. Again, going back to the point I made at the very top of this episode, Ben, I think we're so like-minded and telling a lot of the same things there. I'm glad that our paths have crossed recently, and I really appreciate you being on the show today. If anybody else listening to this would like to stay connected with you, Ben Baker has not been a blip on their radar yet, but now is, and they want to stay connected, find the book or any other resources on this topic of personal branding that they might want to consume, what's the best way for them to take action on that?
Yeah, everything is available on my website, which is yourbrandmarketing.com. There's links to my Amazon page there, my speaking page, my workshops, my online workshops. Everything is available through yourbrandmarketing.com. And if you just want to have a conversation, reach out to me, 604-512-7174. Most people won't, but you know what? If there's ways that I can help you and your teams get better, if there's ways that I can help you as a senior executive understand the value of your personal brand and how that brand helps you be more influential, both inside the company, outside the company, and a better leader, love to have the conversation.
I love it, Ben. I appreciate the transparency, the openness, the willing to connect there. I just love it so much. Well, Ben, thank you so much for a great conversation and being on the show today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
We totally get it. We publish a ton of content on this podcast, and it can be a lot to keep up with. That's why we've started the B2B Growth Big Three, a no-fluff email that boils down our three biggest takeaways from an entire week of episodes. Sign up today at sweetfishmedia.com/big3. That's sweetfishmedia.com/big3.